koi pond lay nestled in the heart of a serene garden, a vibrant jewel against a backdrop of emerald green. Dawn broke over the horizon, painting the sky with a wash of rose and gold. The first tendrils of sunlight filtered through the overhanging branches of a weeping willow, dappling the still water with a mosaic of light and shadow. A gentle breeze, carrying the scent of damp earth and blooming azaleas, ruffled the surface of the pond. The koi, a shimmering tapestry of crimson, orange, and black, stirred from their slumber. Their long, elegant bodies moved with a silent grace, their whiskered mouths breaking the surface for a gulp of air, leaving behind a ripple that spread outwards, momentarily disturbing the perfect reflection of the koi themselves. The day unfolded in a slow, measured rhythm. Sunlight, filtered through the willow's leaves, danced on the water, creating a dazzling play of light on the koi's scales. Dragonflies, their wings shimmering like stained glass, flitted above the surface, their iridescent bodies momentarily reflected in the still water before they darted away in a flurry of color. A lone goldfish, its scales a flash of metallic gold, ventured out from the safety of the water lilies, its presence momentarily startling the koi before it was accepted back into the fold. Together, they glided through the water, their movements a silent ballet, a mesmerizing display of synchronized grace. As the sun climbed higher in the sky, casting a warm glow on the garden, a flock of sparrows descended upon the surrounding cherry trees. Their lively chatter, a flurry of chirps and tweets, momentarily disrupted the tranquil silence. The koi, seemingly unfazed by the sudden burst of activity, continued their languid dance beneath the dappled water. Midday brought a hush as the sparrow sought refuge from the heat in the shade of the trees. The only sound was the gentle hum of insects and the occasional plopping of a koi as it breached the surface for another breath of air. The world around the pond seemed to hold its breath, basking in the warmth of the afternoon sun. As the day began its descent, the shadows grew longer, stretching across the garden like inky fingers. The koi, their vibrant colors muted in the fading light, continued their silent ballet. Fireflies, like tiny blinking lanterns, began to emerge from the surrounding foliage, their flickering lights adding an ethereal glow to the twilight scene. The night descended, cloaking the garden in a blanket of velvety darkness. The only movement was the occasional ripple on the surface of the pond, a fleeting reminder of the koi's continued silent dance beneath the inky water. The moon, a pale orb in the night sky, cast a silvery reflection on the surface, mirroring the koi in an ethereal dreamscape. Days bled into weeks, then months, the seasons painting the garden in an ever-changing palette. The vibrant greens of spring gave way to the lush emerald of summer, then the fiery hues of autumn, before finally surrendering to the stark beauty of a snow-laden winter. With each season, the koi pond remained a constant presence, a haven of tranquility amidst the changing world. The koi, their vibrant colors a living testament to the beauty of nature, continued their silent ballet year after year, an endless loop of grace and serenity. The water, a mirror reflecting the heavens above, remained a silent witness to their timeless dance. Decades passed, leaves turning brown, falling, and being swept away by unseen currents that flowed through the garden. The koi, some replaced by younger generations, continued their slow, mesmerizing dance. Their scales, once bright and vibrant, bore the faintest etchings of time, like delicate brush strokes on an ancient painting. The willow overhead, its branches becoming gnarled and twisted with age, shed its leaves with a melancholic grace. The fallen leaves, swirling in the water for a moment before settling on the bottom, became a silent record of the passage of time, their decomposition fueling the ecosystem of the pond. One morning, a lone heron, its body a stark contrast to the vibrant koi, landed on the edge of the pond. Its long, sharp beak probed the water, searching for a meal. The koi, for the first time in their collective memory, scattered in a flurry of crimson, orange, and black, a ripple of fear disrupting the usual tranquility. The heron, frustrated by the lack of easy prey, lifted its head and squawked in annoyance before taking flight, its silhouette disappearing into the morning mist. The koi, their fear slowly subsiding, regrouped, their movements regaining their familiar grace. Yet, a subtle shift had occurred. The memory of the heron's intrusion remained, a ripple in the pond of their collective consciousness. The seasons continued their relentless march. Spring brought new blooms, summer its stifling heat, autumn its fiery farewell, and winter its icy slumber. The koi, ever adaptable, weathered each change, their bodies instinctively attuned to the rhythms of nature.